Last time, on the complex.
Jules! Jules, come on, open up!
Jessica, what are you doing?
Oh, thank God you're here. Here, take these keys. No, not those ones, these ones. And you'll be here all day, right?
Well, I...
Good, so sometime between 2 and 4, or maybe 1, give the keys to a girl, but I've gotta go. Bye.
Wait, Jessica, any girl?
No, my daughter! Bye!
She has a daughter?
The Complex is sponsored by Focus Forward, Navigating the Storms of Adult ADHD by James Ochoa. Learn about the emotional distress syndrome and how to successfully navigate the ups and downs of the ADHD life. Get Focus Forward in audio, print, or ebook format at Amazon or jamesochoa.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Jules Anthony. Welcome to The Complex, a narrative fiction podcast on life with ADHD. If this is your first episode, I highly recommend you go back and listen consecutively from episode 1. It's got a lot of context that will help you understand what's happening. Now, before we get started, ADHD is real, but the characters and personalities in this story are fictional. As much as it might seem like it, these characters really are fake. All right. Well, with that said, I hope you enjoy this episode of The Complex. Well, Jessica's daughter Jade showed up.
Oh, this should be interesting.
Hello, I'm looking for Jules, I think.
Yeah, that's me.
My mom said you'd let me into her place.
Oh, you're Jessica's daughter.
Yeah, where's the elevator?
Oh, no. We use as little energy as possible around here. I actually read that the most sustainable building design is a 5-story walk-up.
Uh-huh. Well, what floor is my mom on? I have a lot of bags.
Oh, she's on the 5th. She got the penthouse, the nicest apartment in the place.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't expect her to move into some apartment, and I kind of don't care how nice it is. Now, I guess I have to climb Mount Everest.
Oh, no, I can give you a hand with that. Don't worry. Let me show you the apartment first, and then we can bring up your bags.
That was nice of you to help Jade move all her stuff.
Yeah, well, I didn't anticipate how much there was. She was just coming home for Thanksgiving, but you wouldn't believe how much she packed. Here it is. Nice view, huh?
Where's all our furniture? Did you know we used to live in a house? Like, where am I supposed to sleep? And where are we supposed to have Thanksgiving? The futon?
I think Jessica has a little minimalist thing going on.
Yeah, unless it comes to spending money on herself. Look at all these shoes.
Well, I don't...
And she complains at me about the tuition bill?
Where do you say you went to school?
Berkeley.
The one in California?
As opposed to what?
The one in Boston?
There's one in Boston? Huh. Well, why don't you start getting my stuff? I'll be down in a second.
I've always kind of liked Jessica, but her daughter, she's more than bratty. She expected me to lug all of these incredibly heavy duffel bags one at a time, and of course, she didn't actually help me.
Sounds about right for her age.
Ugh, Jesus. Jade, could you hold the door?
Have you seen my phone?
How should I know what your phone looks like?
It's got brass accents and like a green... Oh, where is it?
Okay, all right. What's your number? I can call it for you. So, I call her phone. And guess what? It's in her pocket. She's almost pathetically grateful to me, then tells me she was diagnosed with ADHD when she was like in kindergarten. And with all the money her mom spent on counseling, you'd think she would have learned to keep track of her phone. It was disorienting. One minute, she's ordering me around like I'm a servant, and the next, she's having this crisis of confidence and seems to really need me.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. That all sounds ADHD to me.
Mom, why is there no sleepy tea? You know I need my sleepy tea.
Well, honey, you just got here, and
okay. Okay, this is duffel bag number 5.
Oh, hi, Jules. Oh, wait, did you bring up all these bags? Jay, don't tell me you made my landlord carry up all your stuff.
Well, he offered.
It's not a big deal. I need my exercise today anyways.
Well, you shouldn't have had to do that. Honey, what's in all those bags? Did they let you bring that many on the plane?
If there's no sleepy tea, is there at least wakey tea? Mommy!
So, I'm just standing there, watching this whole thing unfold. Jade never did say what was in all those bags, but they both seemed to forget all about it. There had been all this tension, and then it just evaporated. The next thing I knew, they invited me to play board games.
Board games?
Yeah, you should see Jessica's closet. The games are just stacked to the top, most of which I've never even heard of. Have you ever played Jumping Cliffs, the Armenian game of skill and daring?
No, I've never heard of that one.
You've got to try it. It's so much fun. It's insanely fast-paced, and I could barely keep up with Jessica and Jade.
Well, that sounds perfect for people with ADHD. They don't have any trouble jumping from one thing to the next, and it's usually a lot of fun.
It really was. It was good for me to just let go and do something because I felt like it. Lately, I've been so caught up in running the complex that I stopped doing everything that I used to decompress. I could actually learn a lot about that from Jessica. She has a pretty high-powered job, but still has no trouble shaking it off at the end of the day.
How did you used to relax before managing the complex?
Well, meditation and slacklining were my two main practices, and hanging out with Jessica made me want to get back into them. So, actually, the next morning, I went to Zilker Park with my slackline and saw Jessica doing the exact same thing.
Jules? I didn't think you ever left the complex.
I get out occasionally. I didn't think anyone else did sunrise slacklining, especially when it's freezing outside.
Yeah, it's cold, but I really need this. When I'm up here trying to balance, I stop yelling at myself to focus. It's almost like my ADHD goes away.
Oh, I didn't know you have ADHD. You don't act like it.
Right. That shows how well you know me. I'm a classic case. Check it out. My socks don't match.
A lot of people's socks don't match.
Yeah, but usually that's on purpose. Not with me, though. I'm surprised my shirt's not on inside out.
But you always look so put together. Plus, aren't you a lawyer or something?
Yeah, I'm a lawyer or something. The difference between me and most people, though, is I have 400 rabbits running around in my head, which honestly can be really handy and really irritating.
We ended up talking for an hour and a half while we slacklined. We even got tacos afterward to continue the conversation. She told me about all the years she spent as a single mom trying to make partner at the law firm and scheduling around Jade's ADHD. She's been through a ton, but I loved how positive she stayed about it.
Well, if both these women have ADHD, I'm sure they've had their fair share of emotional storms.
Did you say emotional storm?
I did. It's a term I developed to describe the inevitable blowouts that happen when people confront the challenges of living life with ADHD. It's a byproduct of what I call the emotional distress syndrome. Most of the people I see in my practice have had some kind of therapy for ADHD, but not for the emotional stress that comes with it.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, because no one's talking about it much. When I talk about the emotional distress syndrome, or the idea of emotional storms, people with ADHD just get it. They know exactly what I'm talking about because they're living it.
Well, maybe that's what's happening with Jessica. Everything was going well until her daughter came for Thanksgiving break, complaining about Jessica's new apartment, the stairs, seemingly everything. Jessica worked like crazy to pay for all those duffel bags full of who knows what, and Jade doesn't give her any credit.
Well, parenting someone with ADHD can take a lot out of you, especially when you're the only parent and you have ADHD yourself. You can end up running out of time for self-care.
Maybe that's why it took her so long to get her own diagnosis.
It's actually very common for a parent to be diagnosed after their children. Years later, sometimes. I'm guessing Jessica was driving on adrenaline and never noticed her own symptoms, which, by the way, may still persist. For instance, Jessica sold her house and moved into the complex.
Yeah, and she moved into one of the coolest apartments.
Right, but she didn't consider how her daughter might react. I'm not saying she can't make her own decisions about where to live, but people with ADHD can be impulsive.
Yeah, that actually sounds exactly like what's happening at the complex. Hey, next week, Episode 2's Afterthoughts will be released. If y'all have any questions or stories you'd like to share, post a comment or review and I'll be sure to ask James a few of them.
You can find the coming episodes of The Complex on iTunes, Podbean, or at jamesochoa.com.
The Complex is produced by Jules Ochoa and co-written by Jules Ochoa and Robin Schatzenaff. The executive producer and local ADHD professional is James Ochoa, LPC.
The voice actors for this episode were James Ochoa as himself, Jules Ochoa as Jules, Jenny Larson as Jessica, and Renna Larson as Jade.